Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
So much money on the table.
Mamba in the Clippers. Yeah.
So that's one story. Another story that's interesting to me is the Tom Brady story. Mm. Tom Brady he's the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen. If not, you can certainly say that and not look stupid. Tom Brady goes on WEEI in Boston once a week with Jerry Callahan and
Kirk Minahan.
There's a number of shows up there, but is he going with Kirk Minahan and this
certainly
guy?
Callahan?
Yeah, I think
that's
the
show produced by Chris Visser, Leslie's brother.
Okay,
that's show. He goes on every week.
Callahan and John Dennis,
yeah.
I think.
Whatever. Anyway. He goes on every single week, and he doesn't say much, but he's Tom Brady. The only reason anybody has heard of WEEI in the country, if they've heard of it, is Tom Brady goes on that show because Bill Belichick doesn't go on anything. So there's a documentary of sorts.
So he's on a Tom Brady.
Tom versus Time.
It's on Facebook. I've watched the first two episodes.
I don't subscribe to the Facebook.
I know you don't. mine lands on my doorstep every morning.
Nah, it's great.
It's obviously it's self-serving to a certain degree. I mean, it's a Brady endorsed. Mm-hmm. Project and it's an all access thing, but
who doesn't want to know more about Tom Brady? It's super interesting.
Did you see what Belichick said yesterday? They asked him, "Have you seen this documentary?" And he said, "No, I don't have Snap Face."
from the bottom of his heart.
So a guy, another host on WEEI, reviews the first episode of this and calls Brady's daughter a whining pissant.
A five-year-old daughter.
Brady gets on the air yesterday and says, "You know, I'm done for a while. I'll call you guys maybe down the road, but this is a terrible thing to say. You don't say something like this." And they go, "Yeah, you're right, Tom. Yeah, you're right, Tom." I don't know that they knew it was coming. If I run WEEI, it never gets to this.
Correct.
Because I fire the guy who says this.
So,
because I say, no one knows us because of you.
Yes.
We're going to lose Tom Brady because of you. So you know what? We're not going to lose Tom Brady. We're going to fire you.
Well, I would say two things. One, having grown up in Boston, I think you're underselling. WEEI is a very known commodity in a very sports talk culture-y town in which there's enough room for two competing sports talk stations. Now, you're totally correct. EEI said, I guess they said, we actually suspended him on Friday before it came to a head. Now, there's some suspicion that didn't really happen.
Because
he flew to Minneapolis
with the station staff and then was sent home, I guess, yesterday or something
like that. So something doesn't ring true there.
Yeah, what it appears to be is if they said, well, let's see if this blows over. And when it didn't, that's when they acted.
And
that
Brady
seems to
holds,
be the perception.
I mean, good for Brady. I mean, just stop.
Brady didn't do that. With all the criticism, with all the stuff, with all the back and forth with Belichick, mm-hmm. And with what's the name of the trainer, the guru guy?
Alex Guerrero.
He continued to go on.
Oh, yeah.
Even though there was a lot of criticism.
And he's a pro at handling all that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You don't criticize the five-year-old daughter. You might at some point criticize the grown child of somebody. And even then, most parents are going to say, I'm done with you. I'm going to done with you. But a five-year-old, no. No.
I think you also could say.
This guy knew what he was saying.
He could say, you know, I'm really not interested in his family life. I want to know about football. You could criticize the documentary without making it personal.
Yeah. I mean, and I get that Boston is a raucous, edgy, you know.
Disgusting.
No, the sports market, the commentary is a lot of flinging of elbows and rough and relentless. But, yeah, a five-year-old child, no matter whose child she is. I just think that's
Kirk Cousins.
That's easy to
the
say.
The quarterback here.
Yes.
Kirk
really?
Cousins.
Wait, is he here?
Well, he's, I don't know. He's still here. Kirk Cousins goes on radio every week with somebody.
He does.
If somebody on that radio station said of Kirk Cousins' little infant, what a hideous child that is. That's going to grow up to be a hideous child or something like that.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins would, I would assume, say, I'm done here. I'm done here.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
But by all accounts, this guy has said a bunch of other inflammatory
things.
That is
correct.
And that's what they do in Boston on sports talk.
Yeah.
He said Adam Jones made that up.
Which he did not.
Right.
Did not make it up.
No. So.
But, you know, it's notable.
Alex Jones made it up. Oh. Adam Jones didn't make it up.
Yeah. All right. Well, but I found it interesting that Brady, I don't know if he was asked to comment or volunteer that he did not think the guy should lose his job. That's quite magnanimous. It's farther than I would have gone.
He should have lost. He actually should have lost
his
job. I
think he should have as a media person. Yeah. And
It does strike me as something that would never happen in the docile world of Washington sports radio.
It's so deliberately antagonistic.
It is.
You only say that trying to get a rise out of Brady. There's no other reason to say it. It's wrong.
It's so true. It's just wrong. And to make yourself provocative.
Yeah, correct. I mean, it just feels like, I mean, the kid's 25. It feels like he's trying to make a name for himself by doing outrageous stuff. And you've got to understand that there's consequences to your actions, and you're responsible for what you say.
Yes.
So,
as somebody who's been put on vacation a number of times in my life, and I'm going out, I'm going to go out badly. Everybody.
You
get a live mic in front of you.
Wait, is this it?
The thing,
because I got a few things to say.
No, not today.
The thing I would say to him, and it's, you know, it's don't jeopardize the revenue stream for yourself, and certainly not for your radio station.
Really stupid. All right, we're going